أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم. تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون. لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون. إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون. وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون. وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم. إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون. إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون. قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون. قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين. قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم. قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون. أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغن عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون. إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين. إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون. قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون. يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. ألم يروا كم أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون. وإن كل لما جميع لدينا محضرون. وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون. وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون. ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم فلا يشكرون. سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون. وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون. والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم. لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون. وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون. وخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون. وإن نشأ نغرقهم فلا صريخ لهم ولا هم ينقذون إلا رحمة منا ومتاعا إلى حين. وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين وإذا قيل لهم أنفقوا مما رزقكم الله قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه إن أنتم إلا في ضلال مبين ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة تأخذهم وهم يخصمون فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون سلام قولا من رب رحيم وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم أن لا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون اصلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون ولو نشاء لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون ولو نشاء لمسخناهم على مكانتهم فما استطاعوا مضيا ولا يرجعون ومن نعمره ننكسه في الخلق أفلا يعقلون وما علمناه الشعر وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين لينذر من كان حيا ويحق القول على الكافرين أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون وذللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون ولهم فيها منافع ومشارب أفلا يشكرون واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون فلا يحزنك قولهم إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون أولم ير الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Brothers and also the sisters listening over receivers Our hearts are bleeding There's no enjoyment in any kind of food or drink knowing and realizing what is happening in that Mubarak place from which Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went up above the seven heavens. In the night of Mi'raj, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was taken from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Every person's heart is attached to the three Haram Sharifs. Makkah, Mukarrama, Madinah, Tayyiba, and Masjid al-Aqsa. The relentless bombing, so much so that even hospitals are being bombed, schools bombed, masajid being bombed, children bombed, women bombed, infrastructure bombed, no concern for civil rights or human rights. Those countries which talk so much about human rights, is this human rights? If the Hamas were throwing rockets across, then looking to the cause of why they were throwing that, there may be certain things that we don't condone. The way that sometimes even Muslims become emotional and do certain things which Islam doesn't justify. So now that we will blame those individuals for that, for having gone overboard. However, here there is a blockade, there's no food allowed, there's no fuel coming in, there's no electricity, they are virtually crippled. Now at that time frustration will lead them to do anything. I don't intend going into all the details, you know better than I do what is happening there. But this much we all know, that hundreds of lives have been lost, thousands of people have been displaced. So many people do not even have homes now, they don't have food, they don't have electricity. By the time they put up those homes again, everything, we know how long it's going to take. And then again, look at the mortuaries are getting full. People do not even have the time to go and bury their dead. If they have to go outside again, they're fearing another bomb falling on them. These are lessons for us. For them, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has intended some kind of change in the conditions to come, because that is history. When zulm and injustice reaches a height, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings about a revolution. Even if the place is full of kufr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not send down that kind of azab or create a revolution, as He sends when there's great amount of injustice. When there's injustice, Allah ta'ala doesn't tolerate injustice. In our country, there was a time when we said that the granite, the apartheid system, was iron wall. Nobody can crack it. It was so strong that it was difficult to even talk against any policy of the government. But Allah Ta'ala then creates the conditions for a revolution. But then those people that come into power, if they do the same thing, then the same thing will happen again. But here we are talking about Palestine, and this Khatm al-Quran Sharif, Khatm of Yasin Sharif that we made, it's a sawab of 10 Quran Sharif Khatm. If a person doesn't have the time to read the whole Quran Sharif, then he reads one Yasin Sharif. But the weakness of ours is that we restrict it to one organized program of Yasin Sharif Khatam. That's our problem. It is not for one organized program. This organized program is to encourage us to read every day, whenever we find the time. Read, make dua. Don't wait for congregational programs. Individually cry out before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, help and assist financially, whichever way we can. If we can't do anything else, at least we can make dua. We can sympathize with them. What kind of sympathy is compassion is this? That on the one hand, we are crying Palestinian brothers, and next thing we are laying out entertainment, fun, pleasure, come enjoy yourselves. Is that sympathy there? What kind of sympathy is there? We should have said that in solidarity or in support of our Palestinian brothers and supporting the Hamas and supporting those people who are promoting Islam and want to free Palestine, want to free Masjid al-Aqsa from subjugation of the Israelis and the Jews and the Zionists. So we are going to put a stop to all our haram entertainment and pleasures. Or at least for a day, we call off all those other kinds of entertainment and pleasures. Just have only programs of deen, of bayan, of waaz, of nasihat, of dua. Then we would have said we've got some kind of sympathy. What kind of sympathy is that? One side we are crying, our Palestinian brothers, And after 2 minutes, we say, now entertain yourself, enjoy yourself, and have fun and pleasure. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. Nothing wrong, eat, drink. We don't say that in sympathy, now you don't eat, you don't drink, nothing. You must just go away to the mountain tops. It doesn't mean that. Life will carry on now normal. We'll still eat, we'll drink, we'll be cheerful, happy. We'll do whatever has to be done as a normal human being far away from there. But at the same time, deep-hearted pain must be there. At least we must stay away from those things which show that we have got no sympathy and no compassion and no mercy. It's just words, words and words and nothing else. Spend some time in the masjid, spend some time on the musalla, cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then at least on the day of qiyamah we can say, Ya Allah, we couldn't do much because we are far away. But at least we gave some charity, we gave some donation, we gave some sadqa. And we made dua for them. And we put a stop to all our haram pleasures and haram entertainment. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remove their pain, their difficulties, their hardship. It's not difficult for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to change the conditions, but we have to change our condition. When we change our condition, Allah ta'ala will change the conditions. But difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering has come upon Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba-i-kiram, ta'wien, tabu-ta'wien, awliya of the ummat. And all of them did the same thing, that whatever effort they could have put into propagating the deen of Allah ta'ala or making sabar, whatever jihad they could have made, whatever contribution they could have made, or whatever duas they could have made, they did. And after that, they left it into the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem. Ya Zal Jalali wa Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wa Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wa Ikram. Ya Rabbana zulamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على النبي الكريم اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم مزق جمعهم اللهم فرق بينهم اللهم زلزل أقدامهم اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وأنزل بهم بحثك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر اخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر اخواننا في فلسطين Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. Everything is in your control, my beloved Allah. You are well aware, my beloved Allah, of the plotting, the planning, the scheming, the enmity, the hatred of the Zionists for the Muslim Ummah. My beloved Allah, we acknowledge all our weaknesses before you. Indeed, we are full of shortcomings and weaknesses. Forgive us and forgive the entire Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Overlook our shortcomings and weaknesses and the shortcomings of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the floodgates of mercy for us and for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, bless those who have hatred and enmity for the Muslims and for Islam. Bless them with hidayat and with guidance. Ya Allah, hold back their hands from injustice, oppression, tyranny. My beloved Allah, restrain them from what they are doing. My beloved Allah, change the conditions of Palestine. Change the conditions of Iraq. Change the conditions in Afghanistan, in Somalia, in Sudan. In all parts of the world, Ummah is suffering, my beloved Allah. Change their condition. Assist them and help them. It is only you that can change the conditions. My beloved Allah, nothing will change if you do not make a decision of change. We know that we are just blowing words and nothing else, my Allah. We are extremely weak servants of yours. But my beloved Allah, wherever a Muslim brother or sister suffers, it is our suffering. Especially, my beloved Allah, the Palestinian Ummah. My beloved Allah, they are making an effort to free Palestine, to take Masjid al-Aqsa out of the control of the Zionist forces, of the Jews, and of the Israelis. My beloved Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Assist and help the Muslim Ummah. My beloved Allah, you have not gone weak. You are the same Allah that was at the time of Badr. In Badr there were just 313 Muslims, 1,000 fully armed, armed up to the teeth enemies of Islam. But yet you gave victory to the Muslims, my beloved Allah. In Uhud, 1,000 Muslims, 300 of them turned around who were munafiqeen. Only 700 Muslims, 3,000 strong force of the enemies. You gave victory to the Ummah. My beloved Allah, so many places that had happened until Fatah Makkah took place. Aaj bhi tu wohi khuda hai. Aaj bhi tu wohi khuda hai. We have gone weak. You haven't gone weak, my Allah. Islam hasn't gone weak. We Muslims have gone weak. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman. Bless us with such bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Give us true love for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put your love into our hearts and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our hearts. My beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the suffering due to the relentless bombing by the Israelis. Ya Allah, unki madad farma, unki nusrat farma. Jo shaheed ho gaye, unko jannatul firdaus mein aala maqam ata farma. So many parents saw their children bombarded by Allah. So many children saw their parents gone before their very eyes. The hospitals are filled to capacity. Infrastructure is failing to cope. Ya Allah, our hearts are bleeding, our eyes are tearing. What else can we do, my Allah, but to present the case before you? We are presenting our case in your court, my Allah. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi Palestine. Ya Allah, those who have lost their family members, bless them with sabr jameel, ajr-e azim. Throughout the world, wherever the ummah is suffering, where mankind is suffering, Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the problems of mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with hidayat, with guidance, with Islam, with Iman. We have not done our homework, my Allah. We haven't presented Islam. Hamare hal par bhi raham farma. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitna that he asks for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give the Arab world and wherever Muslims are residing, the heart to sympathize, to come to the assistance of the Palestinians, to assist them and help them in liberating Masjid al-Aqsa. My beloved Allah, how long are they going to watch? How long are they going to watch the destruction of homes, masajid, lives, properties? Women, children, my Allah. How long are they going to keep on polishing their aircraft? Ya Allah, over a small community, bombardment by helicopters, gunships, fighters, deadliest force being used over a small territory and over a people that have no air force and no navy. Ya Allah, in janwaron ko hidayat de. Give hidayat to these animals, my Allah. Who have no mercy, no compassion, no heart, no feelings. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.